with the other guys out there, you know, I feel as though everybody has a great chance to make plays. But you know, when it's my turn and my play is called, I want to be there to show up and get open and make a play. So,
have you gotten better against the bump and run? I know early in the preseason that was kind of an adjustment.
Right.
You feel you gotten better? How?
Just really a practice. Playing faster, practicing faster, you do a whole lot less thinking, and your body just tends to move. Really, however it feels when it feels the presence of another defender in front of you, and it kind of just instincts really take over at that point. So it's really hard to explain, but I definitely got a lot better.
Is it kind of like being in a fight? You want to land the first blow and
exactly
get the guy off you.
Exactly, you want to definitely make the first move before he does, and if he does get a hold of you, you have to shut him and try to get around him.
And then when you succeed, do they try it less, I suppose?
Yeah, when you succeed, they definitely start to back up, you know, so it does help, you know, when you start doing it in the games, and that's what we're really looking forward to, when I get beach press in the game and start making plays over the top of them, one-on-one plays, that's when I think I'll probably get a little more respect from defenders and other teams, but for right now, we'll probably still see a whole lot more press on me, so I'm ready for it, though.
You said the other day you had to one-hand that ball, huh, that deep one?
Yeah, a little bit.
And
yeah.
You just kind of took it away from
at the last second, it kind of veered off to the left. You know, I thought I had the right angle on it. You know, the trajectory was right and perfect, and then the wind was blowing real hard out there. And it kind of just moved at the last second and had to reach out real quick. But, yeah.
But everybody talks about how tough it is for the quarterbacks to adjust the wind in that stadium. How tough is it for the receivers, especially a guy trying to catch it that far?
Oh, it was really hard. It's really hard. You're looking at the balls would kind of start to wobble. They come out spiral, you know, then they start to get a little duck motion on it. And it gets pretty hard. Yeah.
I'm sure you already answered this, but we were talking to Brad Childress. He was told we got Josh Gordon. He said, "Who's Josh Gordon?"
Right.
Do you laugh at that now? Or?
No, definitely not. I mean, I was sitting out a whole year of college. I mean, not too many guys. I fell off the radar a long way from what I was, so I'm not surprised at all. But now that I got my opportunity, I definitely want to come out and make a name for myself, and hopefully we can go back and laugh at it later on.
People talk about your potential, Josh. How good do you think you can be?
I really feel there's no limit on potential, you know. It's, as long as there's a bit of talent there and the right attitude and work ethic, you know, there's really no limit to it. So that's how I go into every practice each day and look at it that way.
So when you talk about falling off the radar, is, you know, becoming a guy everyone knows, is that a motivational factor for you?
It definitely is. It definitely is. It motivated me every day. I was out that whole year watching TV, ESPN, seeing all my teammates, all my friends, you know, perform well. You know, my guy Griff won the Heisman. You know, it was really difficult for me. But, you know, it's everyday motivation, right?
You've been open about the struggles you had at Baylor and Utah. Do you feel like the coaches are watching you more closely than other guys?
I'm not too sure. I'm not really too sure. But if they are, you know, that's really up to them. But the struggles, you mean as in how?
Like the
off the field,
off the field stuff. Yeah.
No. The coaches. You know, you gotta definitely be your own man. Be accountable for yourself. You know, for the sake of the organization and then yourself, you really have to just know what you're doing. If you're gonna be that careless at this point, you know, it's totally your fault. And, you know, not really trying to head down that direction.
So you feel they've kind of let you be? They trust you or not? I mean, they trust you.
Yeah, definitely. At this point, you're a grown man. You have to make grown man decisions. Yeah. So I mean, they can't really just babysit you. You know, follow you around, call up on you, check on you to see what you're doing. They really just got to trust you. Yeah.
And on the field, because you missed all the offseason stuff before the supplemental draft, do you think they coach you harder to try to get you up to speed? I mean, are they on you maybe more than other guys?
They definitely were. I feel as though they definitely were, but they needed to be because I was behind a lot of guys. You know, they knew the plays, they knew everything they were supposed to do, they knew how to practice. I didn't at that point, you know, so they definitely were doing the right thing, and I appreciate them for it.